You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Now, on DVD, you've become a real target. Don't trust anyone. This isn't just a job. This is a way of life. There's a hooligan in all of us. The rise and fall of a white-collar hooligan. On DVD, July the 2nd.
Podcast, podcast
from outer space.
Episode 49. One more to go, boys.
Until 50,
and then we do another 50,
and another,
yeah. And another 50,
and another.
Because it's so meaningful.
We just continue our legacy,
our legacy,
legacy. I couldn't even say it. I was trying to.
You just said that.
Oddcast, podcast with your host Adam and
Will
and
Ash.
And that's it. Just the three of us. We're all back together again. Woo-hoo. It's been two episodes, isn't it, since we've all been sitting down together.
We're back. We're bad. He's black. I'm... No, hang on. I'm not casually racist.
Nice. It's good to be back, boys, yeah?
Yeah, it is, actually. Ash and I certainly had a bit of a break from this, so it's... I was actually saying earlier, I was looking forward. I'm all psyched for this episode.
You actually want to do a podcast instead of us just gate crashing your house.
Oh, God, not again! Why won't they let me sleep?
But yeah, we did have probably about a month, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, it's been about that since before you went away to China, wasn't it, Ash?
Yep,
that not
was...
China.
Well, that was a lie. Was China.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Making it up.
It is now. Yeah, it is now China.
Since we seeded it back in
1997. Yep.
Yeah. Hong Kong. Okay. So I got confused. I thought.
Yeah, we gave China back. Yeah, the whole thing. We just borrowed it for 99 years.
We sent it back on a
just
boat.
The whole thing. We don't want it anymore.
Yeah. Get our money back, didn't we?
Did we have a receipt? I think we lost a little bit in the transfer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been about a month or so. Of course, we recorded two episodes in one night.
We did.
And we put them out with Billy. And yeah. You went off to Hong Kong.
And Bangkok.
And Will...
had a nasty throat and sinus chest and sinus infection.
Which was a delay for the podcast.
We've been planning that. I was going to cancel.
You were going to.
But you cancelled first.
Well, you know, I was, you know...
So what were you up to then, Adam, last week?
Well, if you know, the last podcast was the Hooligan Cast.
Oh, well, I don't listen to other people's podcasts, I'm not in it.
Where I chatted to Rita Ramnani, Rebecca Ferdinando and Paul Tanter from the new British film Rise and Fall of a White Collar Hooligan.
Of a White Collar Hooligan?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I went to the premiere screening of it.
Excellent.
It was really, like, rushed. I got told to go to see this film
the night before.
No, the film's good.
It was rather rushed, yeah. You had to leg it down the red carpet.
No photos! No photos!
I should have gone down with me, Oddcast t-shirt on.
Was it a red carpet setup?
No.
But who did you meet? An actual, proper, bona fide people have heard of. Some people, well, I have.
Well, apart from, obviously, Rebecca and me.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, sorry. Friends of the podcast.
Indeed.
There's one thing, we were standing in the mingling bit, you know, where you mingle, have a drink.
Is that what you do in the mingling bit?
Yeah. Really? The mingling bit. We were standing there having a drink, waiting for the film to start. There, a couple of people, the actors are coming, they had the photo taken in front of, like, the poster. And there's
with
an old
you hiding in the background.
This old guy sort of appeared, dressed up in like a leather waistcoat. Looked a bit, you know, when you recognise someone, but you just think, no, he just looks like an old man. So I'm just like, okay, just like an old boy, I might have known down a pub one day.
Yeah, I had that with an ex girlfriend. Yeah.
And I was saying it, and it took us ages. It was mumbling to himself and all that, and we were just sort of looking at him. I was like, I'm nodding. Charlotte was with me, and she was like, who's that guy? What's he mumbling to himself for? I said, I don't know, Charlotte. I said, I don't know half these people here. And then suddenly, like, it wasn't until the next day, someone posted a picture up on Twitter of him saying, oh, it's Stephen Berkoff. And I'm like, I've heard that name.
He's a fucking Bond villain.
He was the Bond villain from Octopussy. And I was sitting there, and the bad guy from Beverly Hills Cop.
Did you touch your knob?
No, he touched mine, though. That's why I got a little bit confused and weirded out.
No, he didn't know he was talking. That's what he was talking to.
He didn't touch anything. He just ate the crisps that were on the table next to me.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
Were they his?
No, they were everyone's.
Oh,
he didn't share though.
I'd just love to think that he stole someone's packet of crisps.
We'll cut some of it. I'll have those pork scratchings, thank you very much. Throw them in their face. But yeah, no, when I saw the film in London, it was cool. Excellent. And then spoke to the director and that, and the podcast went out last week, and hopefully everyone enjoyed it, even though you guys didn't listen to it.
Oh, I don't.
No, yeah. Will just doesn't care.
Ash might.
There's always one. I've noticed with all the the pod gods on the network, there's always one at least of each podcast that says, I don't listen to anything. I just do a podcast. But I don't listen. Like Johnny Depp, I don't watch my own movies. I just make them. I do it for the art.
No, he doesn't.
What's he doing it for?
Put his knob in Helena Bonham Carter.
You'd pick someone better than that, though, wouldn't you?
If you're Johnny, if you had the pick of everybody,
well, Johnny Depp now is split up his wife, isn't he?
Is he?
With Vanessa Paradis, yeah.
Really? As in Joe Le Taxi?
Joe Le Taxi, yeah.
I didn't know you'd know. Fair enough.
Yeah, so
she was cute back then, but God knows what she looks like these days.
She looks like a bit of a heroin addict now.
I think she did back then. She was a waif type.
She was, wasn't she? Like Jodie Foster in Taxi Driver. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's all like really gaunt, because then she's 13 in that film. But I don't know. But yeah, other than that, that was my week. And obviously, in the time that we've had the football, which has kind of taken over, which is.
That's out of the
which
way now.
Was gone, dusted. We talked about that on the It's Not Soccer podcast, which I had to release the week before that because we couldn't record.
Did you actually put in a prediction on that podcast?
We said like 12-0. We actually talked about the game before the game we lost on penalty.
Oh, okay.
So it was. That's how.
So you didn't even mention Italy?
No, I didn't know we were going to play him. But yeah.
Fair enough.
But we're here now. We're all settled.
Yes, we're back.
We'll. You look really excited.
Do I?
Yeah. More excited than usual.
Okay. Yes, I'm certainly more excited than usual.
Alright, should we jump straight into the podcast, episode 49?
Well, straight in's a bit of a.
Well, I say straight, alright. Alright, should we then move in?
Yeah, finally fucking get on with.
Alright, here we go.
This was just the intro, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
Who's spank my hairy ass?
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Hear it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No. Go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
And nice one. Welcome.
Excellent.
Glad I brought that up, actually.
I'm not editing that bit out of staying in there.
Fine.
So, how's everyone doing? Everyone ready to talk about movies and...
Hot and sweaty.
Really?
It's a bit close in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit warm.
Mm.
A bit close.
Yeah. Yeah. Another term for like hot and humid and warm and muggy and.
No, I never heard it.
I have.
No.
Oh. Yeah, to be honest, just because you've not heard of a phrase doesn't mean fuck off. Yeah,
it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. That's the rules, isn't it? That's easy way to work.
Oh, apparently our time's up.
What did you do? You set up a time.
Oh, I hit the stop. We've got a timer and a stopwatch. We're going for a bit of a discipline here. After you and Marcus's 2.5 hour plus marathon.
Epic geek cast.
We're going to do what we can to keep our podcast to about an hour. Keep them tidy. So we've got a little timer going in the background, but the first timer I did actually was counting down from 1 minute, and we've run out of time.
We panicked.
We're like, oh shit! How can we get it all in?
I'm never going to get an article. That's what I said last night. Before we start, I want to give a shout out to a listener who's tweeted me recently. I better find his name.
This is the discipline.
This is spot on. This is exactly the sort of stuff that we love.
I wanted to get his actual Twitter name. His name is Jamie, but I want to get his actual Twitter name. It's Jamie Jig Tuffin. Bloody hell. Jamie J-I-G T-U-F-F-E-N, right? He's a listener, and he's come from another podcast that he listened to called The Dirty Rotten Show, which is now a pod god.
I've heard them.
A brand new one. They have actually replaced last podcast standing, who have
splitters,
who have disappeared to go and restructure themselves and do whatever they've got to do. So
exchanges.
We might see them again. But 7 Days of Geek is still here with AG from last podcast. They're still part of the network.
Splitter.
But the Dirty Rotten Show, that listener brought along, started listening to the Oddcast podcast. Listened to the Epic Geekcast, that liked it a lot. I was tweeting him and I said to him, well, we've got a back catalogue, mate, go back and listen to them. He has listened in one day to 5 episodes in a row.
Poor fucker.
And he told me, and I felt so bad. I felt so sorry.
Not as bad as he probably felt.
But he told you afterwards, he didn't slit his wrists.
No, he's enjoying it. I mean, whether he's being polite or not, but he said he's enjoying it. He likes the way we talk. He says we're funny. And obviously he listened to one before you even turned up, so he's got you to look forward to. Because I don't think he's actually listened to
Has he started off at the Billy level?
No, he didn't. He started off, actually, at episode
21.
No, he didn't. Because on iTunes, they only have a rotation of 25 episodes.
Right.
So 27 or 28, the one I did with Geordie Gal, was the first one he listened to, other than the Geekcast, and then he's kind of gone...
Gotcha.
...up and up. So he's got you to look forward to when you don't speak. He's got the shed. He's got the Shedcast.
Oh, yes.
And the Garden Cast.
And the Garden Cast.
That's the week before.
And the Drunken Shambles Dwarf Cast.
Yes, and the most... I'm going to delete that episode. It's awful. But yeah, so I thought I'd give him a shout out because I thought that's dedication.
Episode 42. There is no episode 42.
He's given Blimey a bit of running for his money, though, number one fan.
Or stalker.
Stalker or unofficial, unpaid freelancing booking agent.
Really?
Well, without Blimey, I would never have spoken to Rita. Without Rita, I would never have got involved in the movie I went and saw. So really...
So 60. Really, Blimey cost you 45 odd quid in train fares.
He did. I want a fucking refund.
Nice. He didn't sort the deal out too well, did he? Expenses included.
When you went on holiday,
you should have done that. You should have just walked up to the director, given him your receipt for the train tickets, and go, "How do I get my money back, mate?"
It's a free screening.
Yeah,
I thought it was all free.
Where's my fucking goodie bag?
A copy of the DVD.
When you went on holiday, how long was the flight?
10 hours, 11 hours.
What movies did you watch in the plane?
Oh shit, I can't remember. I fell asleep.
You didn't.
I watched a couple, but they're all really old, shitey ones. You know.
I always thought they used to put new ones.
They've stopped that now. So that doesn't happen anymore.
I don't know why you don't have to tilt that when you pour your beer. You know you have to tilt your glass.
You tilt a glass if you're using highly carbonated drinks, particularly lagers. I very rarely tilt the glass with ales.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I still do. I'm going wrong.
You probably would with a bottled ale because it's carbonated.
Right, okay.
So you're better off doing it, because this is drawn out of the keg and put in jugs, you don't need to. So, films on planes.
Films on planes. I'm using this as a break to try and remember.
It's actually relatively drinkable.
It is drinkable. Mm. It is very nice.
This is my homebrew.
Will's made his own beer. It's good.
Indeed.
I tried some the other day. I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, it's actually, to be honest, it was the first couple of sips were a bit odd, and now it's fine.
Yeah.
Got used to it.
Mm. Yeah. Films on a plane.
Films on the planes. There was
motherfucking films.
Yeah, there was one.
I would love it if they just lined up things like Snakes on a Plane, Die Hard 2,
Final Destination,
and then for the older people, but the Buddy Holly story.
Yeah.
My grandparents had that actually on a flight to Hong Kong once. My granddad came back and goes, I was quite surprised at the film selection. It was when they had the projectors at the front. It was the Buddy Holly story. It was really good, apart from the ending.
Did they cut it? Sometimes they edit it.
World Trade Centre.
I did watch Inception, actually.
That's alright.
That's quite an old
there's
one.
There's no planes on it, is it?
No,
it's
there's not no
old. Plane. Well, it's about 2 years old, Inception.
Yeah, but it's an old one for what used to be on the planes. The planes used to be, wasn't it?
They, the nice films, they yeah. used to be new, and I don't understand why they don't.
No, they don't. They don't anymore.
You should get on a plane, whatever, and you go, oh, well, I'll watch Rush Hour. And like, Rush Hour? What film's that? You go, ha, it's just come out of cinema, and you feel good about it. Now you go and think, I'll watch Inception. Yeah, come out 2 years ago, mate.
Yeah. Contraband. Is it Contraband?
Well, that's new.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark.
Wahlberg.
Yeah, that wasn't bad, actually.
Yeah? What was that about? Do you remember? Because I find when you watch films...
It's about smuggling.
When you watch films on a plane, it really...
Not just a clever name, then.
Hmm. They're not easy to watch on a plane.
That's exactly what it says on the tin.
A contraband. I didn't know what it meant, as you said. So. Yeah.
Well, clearly it doesn't exist.
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
It was just made up just for the film.
Yeah. No, you just made it up. You just said it.
Yeah.
So yeah, the definition.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. But you're watching one of those pokey little screens,
and you get annoyed because you're about to get into it and say poke you and say, "Do you want some dinner?" No, like, fuck off and watch the film.
Now the advantage is you've got the pause.
Oh,
so you can see the trolley coming along and you press the pause button. You lower your
head. They're individual units.
You get an individual screen.
Look at him, first class.
It's the only class he knows about, the fucker.
Is that really first class?
Yeah, in your pyjamas.
Do you get first class?
No, I've been. Not this time.
Look at you!
Yeah, this time it was business.
First class, you get a proper screen.
I mean, well, like a plasma.
About
32 inch plasma in front of you.
Foot and a half wide.
What the fuck?
18 inch. Well,
LCD.
That's nice. Could be about a 20 inch screen then.
Fucking posh bastards, both
folds out and they give you pyjamas.
Never flown first class in my life.
People have been mentioned though that how posh my friends sound, and I just,
no, I'm it's like, about how fucking common you sound.
That's what I said no, I'm just common. They went, no, they're always posh.
I also like the way you just how posh my friends sound, and you did air quotes. You cunt. Sorry, you cunt.
Well, you know, your mates, aren't you?
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, your mates,
yeah,
not friends.
Your mates, not friends.
Fucker.
It's the last. We're not going to make 50, are we?
Are you saying
you're
that?
Not. Dude, you're not going to make 30. Not at this rate.
Oh, episodes, right.
Saying the friends thing, I had someone knock on the... Because I've not been working today. I'm off this week just to use up my holiday. And there was
bastard.
It's because I haven't taken any for the last year and a half, apart from the 2 weeks 2 weeks ago, yeah. And this one. So I literally 4 weeks to use up in the last month of my holiday year. So I'm rolling some over. But I had some back to the story. Oh, had some shit turn
eventually.
Up. Yeah.
Had are some, we still on what films are on the plane?
No.
Oh, these motherfucking films.
Moving swiftly on.
Sorry, Ash, go on.
No, there was some dude. This is completely pointless now. There was some dude that knocked on my door trying to sell me roofing shite. And
roofing shite?
Yeah,
it's a brand name.
Clean the roof for you and spray it with some shit.
It's a brand name. Okay. Roofing shite. That's exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah, and then want to put a sign up out the front and all that kind of stuff if they do it at a discount. But he kept calling me my friend. Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
Hello,
what
my friend.
What do you like, my friend? And he's just like, I'm not your fucking friend.
See? Yes. And you've got the ump when I said I didn't call you my friends then.
No, it's no, when you quotes. Said friends, you used air quotes. You cunt.
All right, well, let's move away from films on a plane and let's go into today's Star Watch. Are you ready for this one?
Nah.
You are.
Am I?
I can see by the look on your face.
Okay.
Oh! We're sitting here today with film star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So, Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
Do you really want to know?
Please, tell us.
I don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that Durbin. Doing 120, getting head while I'm swerving.
Damn, Natalie, you a crazy chick.
Yo, shut the fuck up and suck my dick. I'm busting dudes' mouths like gushers, motherfucker. Roll up on NBC and smack the shit out, Jeff Zucker.
What you want, Natalie?
To drink and fight.
What you need, Natalie?
To fuck all night. Don't text me when I'm crazy off that airplane glue. Put my foot down your throat till you're shitting my shoe. Leave you screaming. Pay for my dry cleaning. Fuck you, man. It's my name that he's screaming.
I'm sorry, Natalie. Are we to believe you condone driving while intoxicated?
I never said I was a role model.
But what about the kids that look up to you? Do you have a message for them?
All the kids looking up to me can suck my dick. It's women, motherfucker. Drink till I'm sick. Clear your throat and pump nudges down the hole. Watch you laugh and cry while I laugh you die. And all the dudes, you know I'm talking to you.
We love you, Natalie.
I wanna fuck you too.
Hey.
It's for Portman.
Hey.
It's for pussy. I'll kill your fucking dog for fun, so don't push me.
Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler.
Superb. Of all the people you had to think of in your head, or Henry Winkler.
Ah, so, God bless her. So, Natalie Portman, you guys a fan of Natalie Portman's work?
Some of it.
Well, we're going to go through it, and you can obviously pick out the ones that you are and the ones you're not.
Mm-hmm.
She's young still. She was born in...
It's about my age, I think.
1981. When were you born?
80.
So you're 1 year older, than you. Younger than you.
Yeah.
She's born in Jerusalem.
Oh, look at her. Well, I was born in October.
Her real name is Natalie Hirschlag.
Really?
Not the thing is, I still want to change my surname to Schlaghammer. Wouldn't that be a brilliant, brilliant double-barreled surname?
Natalie Hirschlager.
No, Hirschlag Schlaghammer.
Schlaghammer.
Natalie Hirschlag Schlaghammer.
So yeah, her dad was from Israel. He was a father.
He was a father. Farmer.
Her dad was a father.
Mum was a mother.
Dad was a doctor, and her mum was an artist, and she's an actress.
Yes, which is why we're talking about.
Yeah. I thought you'd be. I'm trying to be like that. You ever seen that Inside the Actor's Studio with that James Lipton guy?
No.
Where he does like the. He does a big soliloquy about people reading theatrical, and he says,
"That's a long word for you."
I know, wasn't it? And he gets all like, up tense and says, "And I'm Russell Brand." You're like, fuck off, Russell Brand. I'm gonna talk to him.
I have no idea what you're talking
American,
about.
American talk.
Oh fuck!
Yeah. Right, let's start off then. Leon, 1994. As a first film as well.
Cracking film.
Great film. Yeah, she was a bit young in that.
12, 13. Mm. I'm making it. If it was 94.
Yeah, I don't think the grass was on the pitch at that stage.
No, definitely not.
Actually, you know, Birds from Israel. Bit heavier than most, don't they?
Yeah.
You never know.
They don't shave.
Look, we're not going to talk about how fit she looked in Leon because that's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Leon. She did start killing people.
Leon, yeah. You lent some comment.
Cracking character. Leon's brilliant film. Jean Reno really quite likes his character. He's not been in a lot recently, has he, Jean Reno? He's in the Mission Impossible.
It's been little part, mini parts.
Yeah, he's not really
turned up in the background.
It was in Ronin in a fairly largish part, but I can't really remember him being in much else recently as a major role.
He does a lot of French stuff.
Right, that would make some sense.
A bit like French.
Gérard Depardieu.
Yeah, so when you say that, and you never see him, when he turns up in...
That's because I won't fucking watch French films.
American. When he turns up in American films, he usually plays really
a
French bloke or a really shit fucking character.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, he's the guy from... In Godzilla. You've seen Godzilla?
I have, but I don't recall him in it.
Oh, that was shite, though.
He was the army man.
Right.
Fucking awful film. But so, yeah, Leon. Heat. In 1995.
Was that the...
She was in Heat.
Yeah, I remember.
That was a brilliant gun battle running down the middle of the street,
that's the Michael Mann film, yeah.
With Val Kilmer and stuff.
Yeah, Lauren Gustafson.
I don't recall that film at all.
So which character is that? What does she do?
No, she's probably a kid.
Just got named.
How many years after Leon was it?
Next year. So,
yeah, so she's going to be like 14.
Exactly, yeah.
So she might have been one of their kids.
What year was it?
95.
Yeah, I'll go 14.
14, yeah. Mars Attacks, 1996.
Again, I didn't realise she was in that. It's been a long time since I saw that film, although looking back, it was quite funny, and I fucking loved Tom Jones in that film.
Yeah, most random. She played Taffy, which was the president's daughter. So she's Jack Nicholson's daughter.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because Jack Nicholson played two characters in that film. He played the president and also the.
The League of the Baddies.
No, he played the owner of the hotel, the casino hotel.
I just don't with the remember hat, it.
The glasses, so long. He wore a fake nose.
That's
what I remember. I used to love Mark.
So she was getting some reasonably serious roles quite early on then.
She's pretty much. Mm. Well, actually, I missed one before. The one before called Everyone Says I Love You. That's a Woody Allen film. So she's not really, she's going through
she's
it.
Just, she just appeared. I mean, because you've named Leon as the first thing. Is that the first thing listed? Had she done like bit parts?
Or there was a short a short film in 94.
Yeah, because I mean, that's a seriously major
her,
role.
Yeah, that was her intro.
That's got to be Leon. It's got to be helped by the fact that she was in Leon, just to get them.
No, but but that's what I'm saying. Leon was a seriously major role.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably bigger role than she had in any of the others. She was one of the two main characters.
Yeah. Mm. Well, after Mars Attacks, which actually is a major film.
It's funny.
Probably.
It's funny.
It's proper B movie.
Mm.
And it's not very Tim Burton-ish because it's very bright.
Was it Tim Burton?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ah, did Johnny Depp appear in it and put his knob in Helena Bonham
Carter?
No, they weren't together before.
Johnny Depp wasn't here, but Johnny Depp was a friend of Burton's because he had done Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
But he didn't meet Helena Bonham Carter until
Planet I'm not that interested.
I was talking about Natalie Portman rather than Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, we always bring up
Bonham. Why do you have to? Yeah, why do you always have to start these?
Because you always bring her up. You got to think about it. I'm going to get a T-shirt. I love Helena Bonham Carter. Not really. I do. Really.
I love Helena
Bonham
Carter.
No, I couldn't say it. It's such a weird long name.
No, you just couldn't bring yourself to pronounce the sentence. I love Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're going to take a sample of that and play it again and again and again.
I will do now.
Good.
So 96 to 99, so it's a 3-year gap, right? But we know
we had to finish her education.
You know, she probably did that, but you know what else she was doing? Star Wars Episode 1.
Becoming legal. The grass is on the pitch. Let's play.
So Episode 1, she plays Padme.
Yes. I just hated the new Star Wars films.
I'm not a fan of it.
Don't like them.
And it's not just because of Jar Jar Binks. I just think they're not very good.
Yeah. He was the most annoying character that there's ever been in any film, I think.
Hmm. Yeah, but dude, Ewoks. Seriously. Yeah, but Jar Jar Binks was more annoying, but Ewoks were kind of the equivalent back at the time. They were a bit fucking lightweight and pointless and did nothing for the plot.
Nah, but they were funny, though, when they're being dragged along by the Stiltwalkers and all that kind of stuff. And all their little stupid things, like flying along on those Leonardo da Vinci-style wings and getting shot down and going...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they were pointless, cute fluff like Jar Jar Binks. But let's move on to Jar Jar.
Funny.
In Phantom Menace, because she played Padme...
In most of the next three films.
Yeah. She had a...
Wouldn't say most...
All of them.
Do you remember in the film Episode 1 where she has to have like a decoy princess
mm-hmm.
or a decoy queen or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you know who played that?
She did.
No.
Her was it Danny DeVito?
Oh, that was amazing. No, Keira Knightley.
Oh, okay.
A young Keira Knightley. And if you go back and watch that film, you don't actually notice that it's not Natalie Portman. You think there is Natalie Portman until you think, oh, hang on.
Well, there's so much makeup, it's got to be about an inch thick, that white crap with the little spots on it.
The geisha makeup. I don't understand that. It's just weird.
Well, queen. Yeah. You can wear what you want.
Yeah, so, 99 then.
Oh, you and your links. Yeah, anyway, fucking.
Yeah, anywhere but here.
Okay.
No, that's where? That's the film.
Right, never heard of it.
No. Where the Heart Is.
No, not
so. Is it on the left side or the right side? It's on the left.
It depends. Well, it's actually kind of in the middle.
Okay.
But slightly to the middle left. Although, with some people, it's on the other side.
It's Netflix.
Who are those people?
They're just different. Some people are born with their heart on the right side as opposed to the left.
Is that right handed people have their heart on the left hand side and left handed people have their heart on the right hand side?
No, I don't think there's actually a major correlation there.
No.
Sorry.
Correlation?
Yeah.
God, that kid's like a. It's like I'm in an actual linguistics lesson.
No, you're finally listening to the words we use. They're too big for you.
See, because the thing when we do this weekly, I absorb it all. because we've had such a time off.
You say absorb, I think a lot of it just goes straight over your head by the looks of it.
Now it's kind of all, oh, it's too much.
Smacks me in the face.
Talk proper. In it.
2002, episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Boy. Yeah, even worse, to be honest.
With Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader.
Mm. I like the guy who played Darth Maul was quite cool. He was a proper Ray martial Parker. Artist. Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I also liked what he did with the Wallace and Gromit animation stuff.
Dickhead. You've said that before, though, haven't you?
Possibly.
That's a joke you said before, because that's too quick for you.
I don't know. I suppose I don't really particularly have a quick sense of humour. I have to take a run-up at the jokes usually, don't I?
Yeah. You write them down in your little pad.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I've... What people listening don't know, I have to hold up my hand every now and again. Whenever I sound like I'm coming back with a quick witticism, we've actually paused the podcast for up to 20 minutes while I come up with something. You're a cunt.
You honestly think the listeners think that we control you on this podcast? There's no way of controlling you. You are like just... You're Pete Doherty of this podcast. You're the Russell Brand. We can't control
fuck you.
You
are.
You're the Russell Brand.
Who else doesn't he like?
If you call me the Ricky Gervais, I'm going to fold this wine glass into your face.
You see? See everybody?
So, Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Cold Mountain. 2003 she was in. You ever seen that film? That's the one with Jude Law and Renée Zellweger and... Nicole Kidman.
I'm thinking Nicole Kidman.
They're all in them.
I don't think so.
You don't think they're in it, or you don't know?
No, I don't think I've seen it.
I don't think they're in it.
It was set in the snow in a mountain.
Was it cold?
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. 2004, Garden State, Zach Braff film.
Oh, I have seen that.
That's when she's got epilepsy, she has to wear that little helmet.
Okay, I haven't seen that. That was when Will Smith had the satellites overhead, wasn't it?
The satellites overhead?
That's Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State. That's a film.
No, it's not. It's got Will Smith in it.
It was Will Smith and Gene Hackman, wasn't it?
Stop! You must look at my Seconda wristwatch.
They do that a few times in that film.
Oh, fuck it. It's got... Every Will Smith film has the... It's he's actually worse than Bond placement. Films for product placement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was it? iRobot was possibly... the finest example when he gets his Converse All-Stars circa 1998 and he's like showing them off and then he goes, right, I'm going to listen to my JVC stereo in my Audi. It's like, fuck you, you've got enough money.
And that's how he got the money.
Like selling out.
But I don't like that, because in iRobot they were selling you all this stuff to watch the car make and all that. Still can't buy a robot. I tried buying a robot. I bought one of those robot ones, Robo Sapiens. You seen them?
I got one of them.
They're fucking shit.
Yeah.
They don't do nothing. They pick up a ball and throw it.
You burped and fell.
I can do that. I don't need to buy a robot to do that.
Actually, even my daughter can do that.
He's fed peanuts around the floor when you try and get him to carry the tray around to try and get him to deliver them to people.
I've never
then
actually...
Then you press the wrong button and his arms go over his head and he just pours them all over the
floor. One thing I do like is when you turn it on and I put it in front of the dogs and then... It does that kind of security system where it runs past and goes, halt! Who goes there? And the dogs fucking just bite it.
So, Garden State.
Garden State, that's a good film. I like that film. It's a drama, but it's a cool film.
Right. No, if you say drama, yeah, I'm not going to bother watching it. No.
Closer, 2004. It's the one with Jude Law, Julie Roberts, Clive Owen, and Natalie Portman. She plays a stripper. She's down to her kicks.
I will need to see that.
Yeah. It's an alright film. Like, again, it's a drama, but then again, just put it on mute, fast forward it, DVDs now, skip.
Well, we're nearly on to Black Swan now then. Yeah, yeah. Only reason to watch that shit.
2005, episode 3, Star Wars. Blah, blah, blah. Free Zone, 2005, never heard of it.
Nope, don't know what that is.
V for Vendetta, 2005.
Fuck yes. Superb. One of my top 10 films ever.
Shaves her head.
Genius. Yep. And and
does she shave her head, or does someone shave it for her? Someone
shaves
her head.
He shaves her head. Someone shaves her head. Yes, her captor shaves her head.
Billy said that he found her attractive when she shaved her.
Oh, I did.
Really? Did she like, yeah. He likes Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, she's stunning.
Some women can pull it off.
Yeah, I was saying the same. We said this in the because you asked me if I liked Ripley, and I said, believe it or not, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, but I laughed this time.
No, because I remember how bad it was.
I didn't laugh.
You said it twice, though. Yeah. That was the difference.
Yeah. I smirked. I didn't laugh.
Fuck you.
I think you'll find on the recording.
Alright, then 2000.
Which you won't listen to, so you can't prove it.
I've listened. Oh, I'm in it. I've listened to that.
Oh, I don't have an argument, guys. Fuck you.
We can do what we want. So, oh. Yeah, you don't control me.
No, I don't, Ricky Gervais. He's not going to waste his beer on that. Goya's Ghost, 2006. Never heard of it.
I'm just thinking pewter bounces.
What?
No, you missed it.
Goya's Ghost.
What's that name?
He's not going to speak now for the rest of the podcast.
Not until you take back the Ricky Gervais comment.
Okay, I'll take it.
We could have had some peace and quiet.
We're going to nip down for a fag.
My Blueberry Nights, 2007.
Does she stuff them up, her?
No, she's got Jude Law in it again, though.
She's a stripper.
She's got a thing about Jude Law, isn't she?
She does appear to seem to... I was about to say she appears to appear in a lot of the films, and that just...
She appears to appear, seems, in a lot of film scenes. It appears.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
Was she in Sky Captain?
No, but she should have been. Because Jude Law was in it.
Yeah. She could have been the eye patch for that.
Here's one. Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, 2007. Dustin Hoffman owns that weird little toy shop.
Oh. All
things come to life.
I've heard of it.
But
I think it's based on a book.
Probably. Most of them are.
With that name, it's got to be.
Yeah. There's not many films that are actually
original, not a book. Entirely original, yeah. Probably about 50-50, actually.
I don't know. I'm just thinking that most of them are shit, though.
Do you have a bowling girl? Do you have a bowling girl?
Yeah, and actually saying that, heard it's very good.
Looks boring.
But does she get her tits out?
I think she has a bit of a sex scene. Because she's the one who actually has sex with...
Ghost?
I think it's Clive Owen who plays the...
Eric
Banner. Up. Eric Banner plays Henry VIII.
Eric
Eric Banner from Hulk.
Banner.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Bruce Banner.
Yeah, he played Bruce Banner in the first
Eric Banner played Bruce Banner?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What a bizarre coincidence.
Wow. My mind is blown.
That's why they cast him.
How bizarre. Yeah. Need someone whose surname is Banner. How do... We've got to cast Dr. Banner. Shit. He doesn't have the right qualifications.
She went for a phone book. That guy. Oh, he's an actor. Oh, what a surprise. That was lucky, wasn't it? 2009, Brothers.
No,
she didn't play.
I don't think she had any.
She's the only child from Israel. They all died. They all got stoned. Did something, probably. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
The father was probably being a father. The mother was probably being a mother.
And the brother was being a brother.
And
got stoned and crucified.
Now, Brothers, a film, I think it's Jake Gyllenhaal. He goes off to war and dies and comes back. And she has it off with someone else. Tobey Maguire, I think it is, maybe. It's a weird film.
Sounds
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, here we go. Black Swan, 2010.
I've not seen it actually.
I was present in the room while it was on. I found it incredibly dull. I paid attention briefly during the slightly overrated lesbian scene, where if I'd been on my own I might have enjoyed it more. But I was quite drunk by that point. I think I'd knocked back about 16 bottles of San Miguel, so.
Oh, so it wasn't working.
I was over at John's when he got his new HD projector and was.
What a random film to sit down and watch. You've
having
a party.
I thought so, yeah. Mm. There was about 16 of us watching Black Swan, and quite frankly, I realised quite early on that, well, I've got a case of beer and someone I'm happy talking to next to me. Fuck the film.
Remember we had that film night, Mankind?
Mm.
Yeah.
And they got on the film. And we just...
Oh, there was that biker.
Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town.
You brought that.
Yes, I did.
What was it called again?
Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town.
How long into it did we get?
10 minutes.
Yeah, nearly 10 minutes, I think, before we went, this is shite. Basically, I've been lent it by another mate called Adam. He went, oh, you got to watch this. It's funny, fucking brilliant stuff. And Carly said she was going to have like a weird, freaky
movie night. It's a horror movie night.
Yeah, so I thought, oh, we'll put that on. Fucking hell, that's awful.
It was diabolical.
We just got pissed, didn't we?
You were drinking.
I was drinking wine that night, red wine.
Oh dear.
I was fucked. I bought a whole bottle of red wine, mate, and I drank someone else's.
Well, nice.
I don't know who it was. Might have been Cardiff's, I don't know.
Yeah,
but we just ended up talking.
Yeah.
And then I think we had to move away
movie
from
just
from the telly because
be
people
honest.
Go, shh.
Yeah. movie nights rarely actually work as a concept.
Unless it's like a silent movie in the corner.
Well, no, just for large groups of people.
Yeah.
Well, unless everyone's really into one particular genre that just wants to watch it.
And that's never the case.
No.
It's never going to happen. If you had to pick a film, then what would you pick? That you knew you had to sit down and watch? Like, you know, you said...
With who?
You said you're doing the cinema thing, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. What, you know, what would you do then?
What would
it's
I
your
pick?
Choice.
I'd probably go down the Star Wars route.
Really?
Possibly. Just snatching out of the air.
Not Natalie Portman Star Wars.
No. I'm talking original, I'm talking old school here.
Actual Star Wars.
basically episode 4. Maybe go through, depending on how much time I had, but I would probably try and think about it a little more, because I know some of the people coming wouldn't actually appreciate that, but then I'd think, no, fuck it, I'm choosing.
Yeah, it's your choice. Yeah. It's your choice. I'd probably pick Fast and Future if you're going to do that. I'd like to go from 1 to 3.
No, you see, I tried to watch 2 the other day and it was wank.
I loved
2.
It's piss poor.
1 was good. 2 was mediocre. 3 was just
weird. Natalie Portman!
So not Black Swan then, though?
No.
It's a nice lesbian scene, only because it may not
be
the most graphical.
To be honest, I've found better lesbian scenes online. It doesn't take long.
But I think it's just because it's Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis, two really hot women.
Yes.
Of the time.
Yeah.
Right now, they are like the hottest.
Yeah, but they could have made it a little bit better.
Yeah. Where was the double-sided dildo, hey? Hey, Adam?
Have you seen Requiem for a Dream when he brings out the double-sided dildo?
No.
Ass to ass.
No.
No? Okay. Your Highness. No, 2011, No Strings Attached. That's with
is that like Batteries Not Included?
No, but it was definitely not about bondage.
That's the one with Ashton Kutcher where they've tried to have sex and be friends and not have a relationship. But you know, it's a rom-com, so what's going to happen at the end?
Anal.
One of them.
Your Highness. 2011.
Oh, I did actually see that.
James
and
Franco.
It was pretty piss poor.
I've seen the first half.
It was. It had funny bits, but
I'm just thinking Blackadder, Your Highness.
It was very. It was basically like a fantasy story, but I can't remember it entirely.
It's like an X-rated. Oh,
that's right, battery life.
It's like an X-rated Princess Bride.
Yeah, pretty much, but lots of sort of drug references and bits and pieces. It was okay, but it wasn't really anything special at all.
Alright, so then...
A couple of cheap laughs.
We're up to date now. 2011. Thor.
I'm Thor.
Broken LVP.
Yeah.
Do you think she's alright before?
I didn't even realise that was her.
No? I've not seen that yet.
No.
You haven't seen it? You seen the Avengers?
No.
She's not in that.
I adored Natalie Portman in V for Vendetta. I just thought she looked absolutely stunning with a shaved head. But I don't have a specific thing for Natalie Portman.
No,
that's the thing. I just liked her character in V for Vendetta, and I thought it really suited her. I thought she looked very attractive.
Fair enough.
But I find her normally just fairly.
Is she a good? Does she deserve as much praise as people are giving her? Because on that list, like, she started off well.
When she was young, she was doing really, really well, and it's gone a bit downhill since.
She hasn't done really much, and also she won an Oscar for Black Swan. But
that's because it's arty farty. Yeah. That's what the Oscars are all about.
But other than
the arty fartiest film that we've got.
I just thought V for Vendetta was a cracking film, and she did a very respectable role in it.
Yeah,
And I like her for that. Like I say, Leon's brilliant, but the rest of it, I can take or leave.
Ash, you agree with that?
Yeah, same. Yeah, there's been a couple of really good ones, and yeah, she started off well. It's sort of gone downhill.
For Natalie Portman, she was fitter when she was 13, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. Let's leave it at that.
Alright then, should we go and tell these people that are listening to go back and watch something?
Yeah?
I think so.
Alright then, here we go. Let's go into today's go back and watch this shit.
We have to go back! We have to go back! We have to go back!
Every punk in this town is scared stiff. They say he can't be killed. They say he drinks blood.
Is there a 6-foot bat in Gotham City?
Vicky Vale.
Bruce Wayne.
And what do you do for a living?
He's a tired old man. Can't run this city without me. Your luck is about to change. When Freak terrorizes, wait till they get a load of me. He's out there right now. I've got to go to work.
What are we doing?
Batman, 1989, Tim Burton's Batman.
Oh, you can play a clip.
Sam, this was quick.
Let me tell you about this guy I know, Jack. Mean kid, bad seed, hurt people. I like him already. You know, the problem was, he got sloppy. You know, crazy. He started to lose it. He had a head full of bad wiring, I guess. Couldn't keep it straight up here. He was the kind of guy who couldn't hear the train till it was 2 feet from him. You know what happened to this guy, Jack?
Wow.
Made mistakes. And he had us.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it. Never rub another man's rhubarb. Why is it every time we get comfy, somebody always gets in the way? I'll need a moment alone, boys. I'm only laughing on the outside. My smile is just skin deep.
If you could see inside, I'm really crying. You might join me for a weep.
Yeah, what a clip.
Oh, what a film.
What a film. Next clip.
What film was it? Batman.
Yeah, we're going to cover Returns in a moment. Then we're going to...
Then Forever.
No, we're skipping those.
Forever. Holy Musty Metal.
Oh. That was a joke in it, though. That was like a throwback to the 60s. Anyway, 1989, Tim Burton's Batman.
Yes.
You very found good. It? How old were you when it came out? You have been 9, 8, 9?
I would have been... Well, if it came out in the summer of 89, which I think it did, I would have been 8.
I see, you didn't see it in cinema, nothing.
I did, actually. Burnham on Crouch Cinema was very lax about these things.
Really?
Yeah. It was great.
What about you, Ash?
I was 12.
Did you see it in cinema?
Yeah, I saw it in cinema.
Really?
It was a 15, wasn't it? And that was one of the last ones to come out in a 15 before they introduced the 12 certificate, which it then got when it came out on video.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was right at the time they introduced the 12 certificate, because they decided, quite frankly, it wasn't a 15, but it was slightly too violent to be a PG.
It's quite violent to be, and quite dark, and a bit dreary and dramatic to be an actual superhero kids film anyway.
I don't think it was a kids film.
It wasn't a kids film.
But that's what they were trying to aim it for.
Because they failed miserably.
Do you think they were aiming for
a
kids film?
No, when they went to
young adults, yes.
Well, the toy companies and McDonald's and all them lot, they had the rights to, you know, advertise it and promote it.
Mm.
So obviously when the film came out, they were a little bit shocked at how kind of dark and a little bit disturbing it actually was.
Well, they
it?
Were probably thinking back to the original Batman TV series and the sheer level of cheese there. I think they did a fantastic thing with that film, which was taking it back to how it should be. It was great.
I don't think it could have been a toy and a Happy Meal.
But I had the toys. I remember having the toys when these come out. Because I never saw it in cinema. I was only fucking about 4 or 5. But I remember having the toys.
Yeah.
And I went, what are you smiling for?
No, I remember I had a Batman watch.
I had a Batman watch.
I think I've still got it somewhere. It doesn't work and the strap broke, but I've still got the watch.
You have like a little pocket watch, just on its own.
Oh, I should get it converted to a fob watch.
That's it. Yeah.
Might do.
Batman fob watch.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Bat fob.
I did have somewhere a Batman graphic novel that was set in the times of Jack the Ripper. That was quite good.
Who wrote it? Neil Gaiman.
Fob watch. Don't think so.
So he had a stab vest rather than a bulletproof vest.
Probably, although guns or were about.
Or a tray down his front.
Like Jack the Ripper was early 1800s. Yeah. Well, muskets were. The rifle was just coming to use in the British Army in about 1802-03, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, Michael Keaton, good Batman?
He was a good Batman.
Doesn't say a lot, does he?
Not as Batman.
No, I mean, even as Bruce Wayne, he doesn't really say a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think... The thing is, Bruce Wayne's an interesting character. He's... Because he has to show the charm and the schmoozing stuff, but he's also quite a tragic character with the murder of the parents and stuff. And I think Keaton pulled it off well.
Mm. I like it. I think it's a good day. He's better than Val Kilmer and Clooney.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Val Kilmer.
I still think was great in Willow and Top Secret, but beyond that,
Iceman.
Top Gun.
In Top Gun.
Yeah, I never particularly rated Top Gun.
What about George Clooney? Do you think he was a good Batman?
No. I think he was a bad Batman, but
good of Bruce Wayne.
Maybe. Because the millionaire playboy style.
The
films were so bad. How could he have been a good Batman?
It was an awful film, Batman. Yeah. And from going like that was only the fourth film in the line. This is the first one.
This was the first of the new Batman, because there was a Batman.
1966, yeah.
Yeah.
That was obviously a lot different.
Based on the TV series, and good God, you look back.
I've actually seen that. He's running around with a bomb at the top of his head. It's awful. He doesn't want to throw it because it might hurt someone. And he has ducks. He doesn't want to kill the ducks.
I just remember.
It's proper camp.
I just remember seeing the Batmobile, though, in this film the first time and just going,
I want that toy.
Where does he get these marvellous toys?
Jack Nicholson
was great. He played a brilliant Joker. Nicholson rarely plays a bad role, to be fair. But he does.
I thought you were going to say he plays a bad guy, but he plays quite a lot.
No, he really does bad. He's a good actor, but he was particularly good in that role. He was very well cast as the Joker.
Mm. He was just himself, though, wasn't he? Really,
he had fun with that role. You absolutely know.
But every time I see him now, I just imagine him with that smile.
There was rumours that he didn't want to do the role. He had signed up for it and then changed his mind when he saw the script, and then he just went, well, do you know what, if I'm stuck in this, I'm just going to go all out. And he got top billing.
Oh,
he got
brilliant.
Loads of money, and he just went all out.
Yeah.
And it was his own Joker.
Yeah,
no one else. Totally. He didn't copy anyone else's joke. He just literally went mental. But a bit like what Heath Ledger's done.
But I would say Heath Ledger set his Joker on Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Kind of, yeah. Maybe not as flamboyant. That's a completely different joke.
But it was a different time.
He went dark.
I mean, the 80s, I mean, you go back and you watch, like, Joker with his thugs and they've got their massive boom boxes and all that. And
the Prince and it.
Yeah.
The bat dance.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've forgotten about that.
The bat dance, yeah. I mean, I do love the bit though where he walks into the... Is it an artist place? A gallery? I think it's a gallery.
Yeah, they're going to the gallery and they're spraying Joker smiles on the paintings and stuff with the boombox,
And that's when obviously he goes, where do you find all them wonderful toys and whatever. But in the film, when you look at it, it's a superhero film. It's a, bad guy versus good guy. But it's also, like I read up on this, it's an attack on consumerism.
Yeah.
And you think... Jesus Christ, this is not a kid film. He's probably going out, getting people to get these products with like the smiles and the gadgeting, getting people to go, like,
I don't know why you're asserting that it is a children's film in any way.
No, it was originally planned out to be a children's film, and I think it went so past beyond it, they were like, this ain't a kid's film.
One of my before we go on to the next clip, just one of my favourite scenes, just visually, is when Batman's got the bat plane and he's coming in, and Joker reaches down for his gun and he just sort of pulls his lapel back, and you see the handle of his pistol, and he pulls and the barrel comes out and comes out and comes out.
Yeah.
And it's like 4 foot long, and you just go, ha ha, how the fuck did he bend his leg?
and you look at the actual pistol itself, and it's one of those snub nosed shooter revolvers that you see all the old cops used to have.
Oh. It's kind of totally in it. It's like the film's kind of set in the '40s. It's got that
got that feel to it. It's just very, very well done. I think it's a great film.
But isn't that the idea of sort of the Gotham thing? It's always
Gotham's gothic. It's a throwback to the past, the values, the thugs,
detectives and all that.
It seems 50s 60s.
Yeah,
well, that's what was Batman 52 first came around, along that 50s. Sort of time. So, and I think it is still a throwback to that sort of time, and I think a lot of the graphic novels these days really still hark back to the original roots of it, and the gangs and the thugs and the goons.
Yeah,
totally.
They keep doing it. Expect Tommy guns rather than anything like massive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rifles.
But the Riddler's still a prick.
Yeah. Oh, going to the second clip.
He was even in the original TV series.
Oh, it was awful.
The next clip's the one where he does the... It's the final battle between Batman and Joker. And it's like, who made who?
You killed my parents.
What? Huh. What are you talking about?
I made you. You made me first.
Hey, Bat Brain. I mean, I was a kid when I killed your parents. I mean, I say I made you, you gotta say you made me. And how childish can you get, huh? You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses on, would you? Huh?
What are you laughing at?
What is his laugh? Joker's laugh. Jack Nicholson's laugh.
And you wouldn't hit a guy with glasses.
Yeah. Well, he said, what are you laughing at? When he's like the gargoyle that's laughing. This is like everything's a joke to him, which is brilliant.
Yeah. No, he's like I say, it's an absolute classic film. I will mention as well that I just think Batman Returns was equally as good. I thought that was superb. They dipped downhill and
that was a little bit darker. I think Batman was a little bit darker.
It was less colourful. Certainly.
Who was the bad guy in that one?
The Penguin and Catwoman.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah,
Catwoman. Yeah, I suppose she was bad. Catwoman has always been an independent.
Well, but she was darker. She had she had issues.
Frankly, Pfeiffer was so much. The Catwoman character was so much hotter than the Halle Berry.
Don't talk about Halle Berry.
Yeah, sorry. She has no place in this conversation.
She has no place in the world.
Yeah.
But Batman, that started off, obviously, so Batman Returns, then you got Forever, Robin, and then loads of like comic books and that.
And then Back to Begins.
Back to Begins, where it started off again.
Yeah. Oh, the Batman games, though.
Yep.
I've got them on the PlayStation, Batman, Arkham Asylum, and then Arkham City. And Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker is the voice of the Joker in those things.
He's been the voice of the Joker in the cartoons.
In the animated series.
In the 90s.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
That's all he's ever done then. He's been Luke Skywalker or the Joker.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad gig.
Yeah, he's short for a bob or two.
Yeah.
He's, but the game is brilliant. Arkham City particularly, but you know, you play the first one first. But the combat, you get to fight exactly as you'd expect Batman to. It's this... Actually, you watch Batman Begins when he's doing all the Japanese style training at the start, the sword work. But even in the game, the way they've animated the fighting of Batman is fantastic. The way the sort of moves flow in the real sort of Japanese martial arts style, Ash will particularly appreciate seeing it. It's so smooth and well done and so playable. Games are fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to lend Ash Arkham City.
I'm going to play it tomorrow.
And I'm saying, play it on hard.
You won't stop playing it. You still got a couple of days off work,
yeah? Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
I don't think I'm in to do, but I think that might go out the window.
We're not going
to
see him until next week, though.
Fair enough.
It can be. You'll have a full grown beard then.
Yep, and I might be off sick.
The air quote podcast.
I take it no one at work listens to this podcast.
No, because I've not told anyone about it.
No, I don't give details to anyone I work with, just in case I let something slip.
Mm. You don't want your workmates listening.
No, I certainly don't.
I don't.
Because they're all cunts.
I don't care. So, Batman. 89.
Yes.
Go back and watch it, definitely.
Yeah, totally.
It's right. It hasn't aged great.
Yeah, watch it.
Special effects and that.
Then watch Returns. Forget Forever. Forget and Robin. Then go to Begins and Carry On. And then this summer.
I can't wait. Just fuck out an orgasm.
Dude, on my chairs.
Yeah.
Don't wear the kettle licking.
Was your chair creamy when I first walked in?
Yeah, sorry, that was me.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's like we had sex. They're all.
I can't wait.
Can we say goodbye now?
I can't wait till Dark Knight Rises. I saw another trailer for it the other day. I'm like, well, that's the last trailer I'm watching because I'm worried I'm going to see the whole film before I go into the film.
All in the wrong order.
Yeah. Like Memento, because it's a Nolan film. So it could all be back to front. But I can't wait.
As in the Nolan sisters.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah.
I bet the music's fantastic.
It's all the soundtrack. Batman does his own bat dance. I'm in the mood for dancing. So there you go. So here we go. That's it. End of the podcast.
Another one done and dusted.
I think we've done all right there, guys. Come back after a big layoff.
I think we did okay, I think.
Yeah, and, probably all right.
We've kept it sweet.
Yeah, and short.
And short. And tiny.
The cat's getting drunk. And
the cat's getting drunk. What's it?
It's licking my empty bottle.
It's not a euphemism. Alright, so before I go, just do a bit of spamming. Thank you for listening. Obviously, keep going to Stitcher. Because apparently now, if you tell... We're going to tell our friends and people to download Stitcher, right?
Right.
By going to stitcher.com/oddcast.
Right.
In a promo code, enter oddcast, follow the links, download it, because then it helps give us money.
Really? We get money?
We get a dollar every person that downloads it with the podcast promo.
I'm going to...
download it everywhere.
Yeah, use my other email address to sign up for Stitcher again.
It's not like that, I don't know. I could be bullshit. But
a dollar seems like an awful lot of money.
I'll throw you an email. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Probably a cent, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing,
aren't they? You've not got Stitcher yet, have you?
A dime.
No, I haven't got Stitcher yet.
You will have, so...
Right. I've got four machines.
Yeah, get Stitcher. Don't care what you're listening to this on. Get it on Stitcher.
Yeah, we're on iTunes, obviously. If you're on iTunes, you're not listening to Stitcher, rate and review us. Because that's all you can do. If you're not going to listen to us on Stitcher, listen to us on
iTunes.
Unless
you're planning to rate and review us low, in which case, just fuck off.
No, you don't have a point. Just be nice, come on.
Yeah.
Go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com.
We're all friends here.
That really upset you, didn't it? Go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. You will find all the podcasts there. Every single podcast is archived on that site.
Right back to the Billy days.
Right back to the Billy days. And It's Not Soccer Podcast. And soon, Movie Bong.
Movie Bong?
Me, back. Yeah. Me, Billy and Marcus.
Because
Marcus wants to get involved. Mm-hmm. Like we said, three's enough on this one. We can't keep pushing numbers up. So I compromised with him after the Geekcast and said, we do Movie Bong. It's just for you, man.
And you can make that as long as you like, because with you, Marcus and Billy, you're going to do like 5-hour hits, aren't you?
You could do a comic bong.
Comic bong. Yeah, well, we could do comic book movies. Who knows? Could be exciting.
Let's talk about Batman.
All fucking day. Because we never talk about Batman in this podcast.
No.
But I can't wait for that. That's going to be a good one. Go to the blog nobodysreading.tumblr.com. That's where, like, the spin-off site. You'll see lots of links and you can listen to the podcast there. And I started a new blog, which is more of a personal one about all my movies and that. It's called reelinreality.blogspot.com. Reeling as in R-E-E-L-I-N-G, reality. And that's going to be a lot of posts about movies and my stuff that I've got into and all that. So there you go. Oh,
and
Twitter.
And don't forget www.meatspin.com.
That's Will's website.
Absolutely. See me in action.
Yep. Twitter, you can follow us at Barker Podcast, at Oddcast Podcast, and follow the Podgod, and go to the PodGodsNetwork.com. Loads of Podgods on there. Dirty Rotten Show, brand new show. Really funny.
We're done yet.
I've listened to them actually already.
What, before they were Podgod?
No. It's the day that they came out on Podgod.
And it works. The network works. So, what would you do it? Okay, so thanks for joining us, everyone. Sign us out, Will.
Bye.
Welcome to the Dirty Rotten Show.
Yay! Ed? Where are you calling from? Texas? Wait, you in Texas?
Yeah, I'm in Texas right now.
It's nice and hot there. Is it cool? What's the weather like?
I'm
going to
say what everybody's yelling at their computer right now when Dirty Pete asks what the weather. Seriously? Y'all going to talk about the weather? Are you serious?
This is what happens when white people get together. You know? We're interested in things like the weather, the economy. Wow. We're going to have to eat some vagina.
And you're kind of a sicko.
Hey. She bit my fucking tongue.
Oh.
Now, either she was hungry and just kind of got confused, or that was her little sensual way of saying, I want to fucking get dirty crazy.
Because that happens all the time. We come up with ideas, but somebody gets it first.
Right, and I'm fucking poor, and I need the help.
Like bottled water? That was my idea. I came up with that idea.
Dick in a mouth? My idea.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna sing you a little song I made up. I want to punch you in the face, fucking bitch. Because I hate your fucking ass, you stupid bitch. I'd like to pump you in the ass because you're so hot.
I reached climax.
Right? That's a number one hit.
I got an American cheddar. All right, so you close your eyes. I'll give you the cheese.
All right. And which one is rotten?
Okay. There might be more than one that's fucking rotten.
Oh, shit.
All right, so here's number one here. Moldy or not moldy? He's gonna throw up.
Dirty Rotten Show.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.